This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And DJ the Spy.
We've been talking about the mattress store in San Antonio, Miracle Mattress, that is now shut down indefinitely by their choice. They decided they were going to close their doors rather than have their 9/11 mattress sale this weekend, which apparently offended a lot of people. We'll get back into that discussion here. You're still welcome to comment on, kind of offensive jokes. When is it too soon to start cracking jokes about tragedy? Are you upset by the commercial? You can tell us why. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, 855-450-3733. We had Dave on the line in San Francisco, and he was calling about something about the CIA, and I'm not sure how this ties in or if it does at all, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was actually about to say, so did you say, Dave, the number was $250 million or a quarter billion?
It's something like $248 billion. So
okay.
It would be about a quarter.
And you said they put forward a fake bond?
Yeah, and that bond issue ran out on September 12th of 2001.
So and what you had said, just to bring our listeners up to speed, what you said was the CIA put out a fake bond to raise money to buy old Russian military assets?
No, not just military, but everything. Farmland, oil, mineral rights, apartment complexes, factories. $250 billion.
What is a fake bond? I mean, I don't even know what that means.
Well, it was an unauthorized bond issue.
But it was real in that they were trying to get money for bonds?
I found the title of it. It's a very generic kind of name. It's the name of this video on YouTube is 9/11 Conspiracy Solved, Names, Connections, and Details Exposed. And in it, I was just watching it during the news there, and about the 20-minute point, it talks about L. Paul Bremer. And if you remember right, Bremer was George Bush's college roommate, and it talks about his ties. He was in one of the offices that was actually his office was in one of the windows basically that was hit, and he just happened to not be there. And then he all of a sudden got on the network news that very morning and gave the whole scenario of Obama or Osama.
Okay, so but what does 9/11 have to do with the bonds that the CIA allegedly issued?
The story is in this video that this fake bond issue, which was not authorized by the U.S. government, it was not backed by anything. This $250 billion worth of assets were used to basically go throughout the former Soviet bloc and buy up everything they could get. And they basically used. Well, to profiteer, but see, that's the whole point. Who owns the former Soviet Union now? Because these guys did not intend for this money to go toward, the enriching America. It was people who used American collateral falsely, ended up buying apartments, farmland, mineral rights, all sorts of things throughout the former Soviet
Union. So you've gotten this story just from some conspiracy video on YouTube. Is there any real evidence for these claims?
Watch the video, and they name names. They give all of these
details. Okay, have you interviewed? They name names. Have we interviewed any of these people? Like so and so. Let's go talk. Is this true?
I mean, if what you're telling me is that the CIA is currently managing $250 billion worth of Russian property as of way back in the day.
That's the only problem. Is as a man of numbers, $250 billion. So that's the annual intelligence budget of the NSA, the CIA, all 15 intelligence agencies combined, $40 billion a year. The U.S. military, $600 billion a year. That includes
and
military.
And that's current numbers, right?
Yes, that's current numbers.
We're talking 1991.
Yeah, so you'd be talking
$10 trillion in 1991.
So the CIA would have 10 times the entire annual budget of all the intelligence agencies combined.
Right.
And let me tell you, the NSA, we always insist on having the biggest, as far as dollar amount, we have by far and away the biggest dollar amount spent. Now
you used to work for them, by the way.
Yes.
Okay,
so people say, how much?
Hold on, I'd like to hear TJ's thoughts on this. Go ahead, TJ.
So the only thing is I can say, well, not saying it's impossible, but, you know, generally when you're dealing that kind of money, it's kind of hard to hide an operation that big. Somebody would notice something, and you would have a disgruntled CIA employee saying, hey, I got fired, and by the way, here are the documents, and you had an Edward Snowden-type situation. Mm-hmm. The real way you know the government's mad is when they start arresting people. So you know Edward Snowden, the more they try to get him, the more it's like, yep, I guess you know he's, what he's saying is the truth, because he really tried throwing him in jail.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that what your claims are necessarily false, Dave, but they sound pretty unbelievable just on their face.
Rumsfeld. The day before 9/11, Rumsfeld gave a press conference, and he admitted that the Pentagon was missing a trillion. Actually, some people say it's 2.5 trillion. I've seen it as 1.5 trillion. Some people say it's 2.5 trillion. But the Pentagon was missing some massive amount. At least six times bigger than what we're talking about, and maybe
$2 trillion. That's the entire expenditure of the entire federal government for 1 year. So
you know it, yeah.
Well, so, but why would the Pentagon be missing money? I don't understand how that would have any connection with the CIA issuing a bond.
Well, again, you watch the video, and they give.
I'm not going to. I'm really not. I'm not going to spend time watching it. If that's all you got, I'm going to let you go. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. It just sounds, you know, completely implausible that the CIA. I mean, why would he said for profiteering? You just want to buy some cheap properties and then what?
So now here's a plausible. If you want a conspiracy story that's plausible. The CIA spent $10 million to pay for a bunch of top secret, like, this is just, I'm just hypothetically making something up that sounds believable to me as a spy. There's a former Russian nuclear scientist, and he has said he has knowledge of Soviet weapon designs. He can provide 15 kilograms of highly enriched plutonium for one warhead. He's willing to defect to the highest bidder. The Russians can't pay him because their government's in chaos. Do we really want this plutonium landing in the hands of the Saudis or the Uzbekistanis or the Albanians or some group that maybe today they're our friends, but tomorrow we might be fighting them? And the CIA, they always said, remember, today's friend can be tomorrow's enemy. Seriously, God, that's one case officer in the DO. He said, I had a crush on him, so yes, I was going down there enjoying some sushi. They have a sushi chef thing there. Anyway, the whole thing is, yeah, if we spend $10 million to get some uranium or some documents or maybe a piece of military technology, that does happen. I mean, we have to develop our planes, the F-22. We have to be able to jam Soviet radars. So how do we get a Soviet radar? Well, we just buy one. We pay somebody who's not getting paid enough in this Russian government, and we'll say, hey, steal that truck and bring it on over.
Sure, but you don't need $250 billion for that.
No, you need $1 million, $2 million. Yeah.
Do you agree that it seems like an implausible story?
Very implausible.
Story? Not like, only were the numbers
because
ridiculous.
If it were real, you would need a lot less money. And why would you do all this when you can just, you know, the Soviet Union, the big thing we were concerned about is we wanted a stable government. Because whenever communism collapses, like, we're deathly afraid. What happens if China has a collapse? What happens if Russia has another collapse?
Let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome on Whatever's on Your Mind. We got Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Regarding, you know, the situation with the mattress and all that, you know,
yeah.
This is America. All right? Nothing wrong with having American products. That's a good thing. But at the same time, we need to realize something. Jesse Ventura said something that was very accurate not that long ago. He said that the whole right to free speech was to protect unpopular speech.
That's correct.
We don't have problem when somebody says something that we can all agree with. I mean, that's free speech too, don't get me wrong. But it's really written to protect unpopular speech. They had every right to do it. Would I have done it? Probably not. Yeah. But that's just me. I respect her right to do it, even though I didn't personally agree with it.
Would it have affected your ability, or not your ability, but your willingness to purchase a mattress from the company?
If they had better mattresses? No, not at all. I'm being honest. I wouldn't. It all comes down to you're either free or you're not. I always default to that regardless of the situation. You're either free or you're not. And as long as you're not harming somebody or threatening harm like apparently some people were doing to these people, mm-hmm. then, you know, people should be left alone.
I agree with you. Thanks, Ryan. Great call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I mean, I would leave them alone, but some people decided they were going to let them know how they feel. Now, it's completely legitimate and free speech to let a company know how you feel about the things that they've done or said. When you cross into the line of threatening someone's life, however, then there's a problem. We can continue, and we'll play the audio for anybody who hasn't heard this provocative mattress commercial here in moments on Free Talk Live, and you can join us.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here, live Saturday edition. With you tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm TJ the Spy.
We've got a toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. One of the ways you can help support Free Talk Live is by shopping with us. You get the stuff that you want through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's really simple. You're getting the same great selection and the prices, the reviews, everything you're used to from Amazon. You're just entering through our link, which is shop.freetalklive.com. And what you'll find there are links to Amazon Canada, UK, and US. So you go into the right Amazon for you, based on where you are, and then just order whatever it is you were going to order, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of it. It's really simple, and it makes a big difference for us. So please start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. The links to Amazon are there. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, I played the audio of this provocative mattress commercial at the beginning of the show. I'm just going to play it again. It's short, 20 seconds. Here it is, recorded off of someone's TV. I did some boosting to the levels on this version that I'm playing now, so it'll be easier to hear, but it still didn't sound great.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress.
Twin price.
Queen mattress.
Twin price.
King mattress.
Twin price.
Sounds like
for
a good deal.
All day long. We'll never forget.
So, this has upset quite a few people. What happens at the end there is she kind of swings her arms outward from herself, and it looks like she might have hit the two gentlemen behind her, and they sort of fall into these twin towers of mattresses that are behind them, and they knock the towers over. And it's all very, very exaggerated, very silly. It's not unlike their other commercials, which you can find on their YouTube channel, Miracle Mattress. They've got a huge 4th of July sale commercial, which is also very similar in kind of the style and the tone. It's very silly, and they're having fun. You know, they're having fun making these commercials. And I guess they didn't think too hard on this one because they have really stepped in it. The store has closed down indefinitely as a result of this, the report coming from FoxNews.com. After issuing multiple apologies, the owner of the company said that he didn't even know about the video. It was made without his knowledge. But he said they would donate 30% of their sales from the weekend to the 9/11 Foundation. But then after that, they decided they were not going to actually even open up at all and instead are now indefinitely shuttering the store. Some of the quotes that Fox has selected from their Facebook page say the following: how utterly disgusting. Apology not accepted. I hope you go out of business. How anyone could think this was funny is beyond me. There is no excuse for this. We will never forget that horrible day. The pain of that day and the loss of the loved ones will always be with us. How sick.
I forgot it like a week or two after it happened, and then I remembered it. Oh, wait, I'm about to get... And so the NSA, we had a $10,000 recruitment bonus, the War on Terror.
Mm-hmm.
And so the year 2002, they gave you $10,000 if you stayed for 1 year. And so everyone got their blue badge. After 1 year, we lost. The mathematicians started quitting, and they
really
started going to the contractors because they'd leave on a Friday making $70,000 and then come back on a Monday. Same office, same boss, doing the exact same job, but then they'd be making $90,000 at Lockheed Martin or Booz Allen Hamilton or one of these contractors. And everyone kept saying,
so the feds were hiring them as contractors at a higher rate.
Yeah. And the thing is, the security clearance is what made the difference. There's this magical thing called a security clearance. It's a legal authority that they give you. Then I'll tell you, Ian, if you ever manage to get one of these things, you are set. Because you will have every defense contractor, like, knocking on your door, demanding a resume. Mm-hmm. I went to one of these classified job fairs, and as soon as they saw a national security agency, top secret SCI with full scope, Bali.
It fell all over you, huh?
I had 50 resumes, and they were literally, oh, have you heard about our company? And I'd say, well, you know, I'm a BS in mathematics, a BS computer engineering. I'm a mathematician at the National Security Agency. And they say, we don't care. We just need to know what's your education, bachelor's, how many years experience do you have, two. Okay, we can bill you out at $75 an hour. We can offer you $40 an hour. And we just need 10 bodies on the project. So if we only need one engineer, but we need 10 bodies because that's what the contract had. And so that always irked me, is that I would be tasked with someone who would be in the Army, who would be like 35, the age I am now. I was like 21 mm-hmm. when I started. And he'd be making 100 grand a year. I was making 50 grand a year.
But you were doing all the work.
But I was doing all the work. And it kind of reminded me of a Dilbert cartoon where the guy, Wally, is, you know, getting, you know, this would make me laugh if it weren't the fact you're getting paid twice what I'm getting paid, and yet you can't even do 10% of the work.
Wow.
It would just, you would look at
government for you, right?
And he said, honestly, I hate computer programming. I took a class or two in college, and they hired me as a computer programmer. But it was exactly that. It was someone who could do very limited, like Hello World, very introductory one semester. And to be any good at programming, you have to put in 10,000 hours of practice. It's a language.
Of course. It's true with almost anything. You've got
to read a book on how to play the piano and then just go out and play
you got to put in your 10,000 hours. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, you know, if you feel like that you're upset over this mattress commercial, would love to hear from you. We did get one caller, I think, in the last hour who was kind of upset about it.
I think she said we need to take it more seriously. And I said, well, there's a lot of sad things, angry things we could take seriously, and that's going to be a very long, miserable life.
Well, right. I mean, that's just it. I mean, if you keep taking tragedy seriously, I mean, because tragedy is always going to strike.
Yes.
No matter, it's only a matter of time. If it's not striking you at the moment, just give it time. It's life. Eventually, you're going to hit one of the downswings.
You are carrying a magical life-changing device called a cell phone on your pocket. One day, you could get a call. Ian Freeman, my name's Trooper Gazer. I hate to tell you, but your family member was just killed by a drunk driver. My apologies. Or they'll show up in person, and it sometimes happens in life. You're living your life totally no fault of your own, and all of a sudden something bad happens. And that's when people a lot of times fall apart. They go off the rails.
Right. I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to live in a depression because something bad happened to you or to the country or to the Twin Towers for the rest of your life? Or can you try to find some humor in it? And, you know, I appreciate the people that make these jokes. I understand some people are offended by them, but I think some people are looking to be offended by things. Like, it makes them feel alive to feel offended about something, whereas other people might feel like the jokes and the laughter makes them feel alive. So I think everybody's just seeking to have a sensation. Whether or not it's a similar sensation is, you know, a different question. So I have pulled up a list of, a quick search for 9/11 jokes, because as I said, as soon as the 9/11 attacks happened, somebody started writing jokes, and so, you know, there's quite a few of them here. Here's a pretty bad one. What's the last thing that went through the minds of the 9/11 jumpers?
Oh, God.
Their ankles. That's pretty gross. Black, morbid humor.
You know what would be going through my mind? Damn, I should have upgraded my life insurance policy, because, you know, if I can get a $1.5 million policy, I'm pretty sure terrorist strikes. Nope. Is there an exclusion? Can I get a waiver on my terrorist coverage?
Maybe you could call them on your cell phone before you jump.
Yeah, I'm about to die. Could you please give me a light? No, come on. You know, yeah. I mean, don't be a jerk.
Okay, but then you get this one here, TJ. What color were Muhammad Atta's eyes?
Uh-oh.
Blue. One blew this way, the other blew that way. See, now that's a joke that would likely make someone laugh who would otherwise be offended by the first joke. The first joke is a joke at the expense of the jumpers. The second joke is a joke at the expense of one of the attackers. And you better believe that a lot of these people who are upset about the mattress store would probably find the Muhammad Atta joke funny.
Funny,
right?
Yeah.
Because there's all jokes are at somebody's expense. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So if it's okay to make jokes about the attackers, why isn't it okay to make jokes about everybody else that was involved? This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time,
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on and join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we're talking about joking, about tragedy. Now, what started the conversation is this upsetting to some people commercial, a provocative commercial perhaps, as you were calling it earlier, TJ, by a mattress company in San Antonio that the mattress company is now shut down indefinitely. If they'll come back, I don't know. And if they do come back, whether or not they'll ever be able to sell enough mattresses to pay their rent is another question, because a lot of people are upset by this commercial that advertises a twin tower sale. And is very kind of lighthearted, fun commercial. They were having fun making it, obviously, and they clearly didn't really realize what would happen as a result of this. And they've become far more popular than they ever intended. No one had ever heard of Miracle Mattress, likely outside of San Antonio, Texas, before the last few days. And now a lot of people have heard of them. They've had to shut their doors. One of the reasons why is because they've been receiving death threats. So that's the true, real sick problem here. It's not sick that these people have made a joke of 9/11. Some people might be upset about it, but the real sickness is anybody who would threaten another person's life over making a bad joke.
I think, you know, the thing is they probably should just take a few days. Because the nice thing about angry people it takes real dedication and energy to maintain a level of hate.
To stay there.
Deep.
To stay
it just there. Is so exhausting.
Yeah,
and that's why, you know, like, you'll see incidents, like, I remember the kerfuffle, somebody does something, and, like, the worst thing you can do is apologize right away. I remember one time my attorney said, look, if she wins and gets a judgment against you, and we have to pay out, congratulate her. But if we win, just take my advice. She's going to be upset. She's not going to be with it. Just walk out of the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how lawyers sometimes know when people are not quite there.
Like, sounds like good advice.
That defendant is not, or that lady is not right there. She's really mad at you. And I just say, gee, Joe, I can't imagine why she would be mad. Because she thinks that you are doing what I want. No, I'm just doing what the insurance company tells me to do. And so, yeah, I said, nobody, whenever I go to court, I've never seen somebody happy at court unless they're getting married. Or occasionally, if they're getting divorced, they might be giddy with joy.
Yeah, the only way you'd be happy at court is if you won some sort of judgment or something like that, or, you know, beat some criminal charges that,
yeah, those,
you know,
people
were hard to beat.
But, you know, yeah, like, we hand out jury nullification flyers in front of the courthouse and say, hey, did you know that if you don't think the law deserves to be thrown someone in prison, yeah, you have every right. The government derives its power from us. And you know what? I think it's silly. If someone's minding their own business, they're not bothering anybody, and they smoke cannabis, or they do a line of Adderall or whatever, or alcohol, as long as they're not bothering anybody. Now, where I draw the line personally is if somebody drinks alcohol and they're drunk in public and they're being obnoxious, then they should be taken away to a quiet place and given a timeout. But other than that, you know, I don't see why we have such this hang-up in society. That person's putting a chemical compound into their own body. And I'm like, well,
yeah, I tend to agree
I
with you.
Thought I was an adult. So if I'm an adult, if I'm free, don't I get to make the decision of what I get to put in my body?
Seems obvious.
No, you don't.
So what you were saying about jury nullification, though, is the juror's right to vote their conscience,
yes,
in a case. So if you think the law itself, yeah, is bad, you can vote not guilty. Anyway, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we were talking about the mattress store, and that led into a conversation just about jokes, not bad jokes, but morbid jokes, jokes that are dark, jokes that frequently will come out relatively quickly after some sort of tragedy. And of course, the 9/11 one, now almost 15 years ago as of tomorrow, that's, you know, still fresh in a lot of people's minds. It's still upsetting to a number of folks. But I say, I don't think there is a minimum amount of time. I think it's appropriate, depending on the audience, to crack a joke right after something has happened. Because for some people, that's how they deal with tragedy, is to find the humor in it. And so there's a bunch of these 9/11 jokes. Most of them are just awful. Not awful in that they're
true,
that they're morbid.
Poor taste.
But just,
yeah.
No. Not awful in that way. I just mean awful jokes. Just like, this is a terrible joke. But some of them are kind of funny, and some of them are pretty morbid. But one of the questions I had was about people who might find it funny, the joke about which way did Muhammad, or what color were Muhammad Atta's eyes, blue, one blew this way, the other blew that way.
Yeah.
There's probably a ton of jokes at the expense of the terrorists,
mm-hmm,
the hijackers. And I don't think anybody would bat an eye,
nope,
if the mattress giant somehow made a mattress commercial that poked fun or made fun of the hijackers in some way. That wouldn't be offensive. They might even get additional sales if they were sort of pandering in that direction. But they didn't. They selected, you know, more of the, we're going to make a cutesy joke about this. Oh, the towers of mattresses are falling over behind us. And they were having fun with it, but now they've had to shut their doors. You can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So when is it too soon? And if you think it's too soon right now on 9/11, do you think it'll ever not be too soon? Like, will there be a certain date at which you, okay, fine, go ahead and start cracking jokes about this tragic event? And of course, if you are upset by the commercial, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Joe. He's in Dover, I don't know where, in Dover, Delaware? Joe?
New Hampshire. It's
Dover, New Hampshire.
Up in between Maine and Vermont.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm not sure what you guys think is funny and what you think isn't funny, and what you think, where you think appropriate jokes lie, where they don't lie.
So, well, everybody's got their own opinion.
I can tell you where
that
a funny joke lies.
Well, I agree with
me, but
you.
I can't
that's
speak for anyone
very
else.
Very simple
so, no.
answer is to say everybody has their own opinion, but that's not taking a stand on anything. So I'm asking you, is there anything that's not okay to joke about?
I'd say it's generally not okay to joke at somebody at their face if it's going to hurt them or provoke a panic reaction. And so a good example is Cody. I mean, when he gets drunk, he behaves in a very entertaining fashion. And so I'll just reenact him exactly with the emotional. And he's really embarrassed, but that's what's funny about it. Because for me, it's like, who hasn't been there? Who hasn't been drunk and in that state where you're behaving in an embarrassing manner? And so everyone laughs, but am I being mean? No, because if it truly hurt him, I wouldn't make the joke. And he always knows that. And if he says, if he feels that I crossed the line, like, dude, that's a little too embarrassing or personal, I don't want that being publicly known, fine, I won't talk about it. But the moment you think it's
funny, about events, I mean, I don't think there's, you know, somebody dying or some sort of tragedy or whatever. I don't think there's anything wrong with joking about
that. So Holocaust jokes are okay with you guys?
Well, you know, in another 10, 20 years, there won't be anybody alive who actually experienced that tragedy.
You didn't even answer my question.
Yeah, I'll answer.
Would I make a Holocaust joke? Not to somebody who actually say.
I wouldn't make the joke personally, but I was watching a movie that is fairly provocative, fairly offensive in a lot of ways. It's called Postal, and they make some Holocaust jokes in there, and, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't laugh. I mean, yeah. It's not to say that I think that there was something funny about the Holocaust, but, you know, I've got a sense of humor, and I can, you know, I know a funny joke when I hear one.
I think I figured it out. If you are gay or Jewish, you can make jokes about the Holocaust because you were killed in the Holocaust, just as black people can say the N-word, but white people can't. So we have this rule. If you're a member of the minority group that was crushed, that apparently appears to be some rule that people have come up with. I don't know. I prefer just not to make jokes that are
going
to make
people mad.
So
what are your rules, Joe?
No, I'm just saying that you should respect other people's, there's certain rules about what you should do to other people and what is offensive and what's not. And within reason, I mean, it's okay to say that I would never make a joke about somebody else's religion or anything, you know, their race or anything like that. But it just seems like there's a group of, there's a thinking philosophy out there that says, you can joke about everything except these, you know, two or three things. So for years, it's been okay to criticize the religious right and, you know, people who were, you know, Mormon fundamentalists. But now we have to tiptoe over Muslims. And we have to tip over.
I think religious jokes are hilarious. I think there's a lot of funny things about.
I'm just saying that Jewish Orthodox people do. I mean, this doesn't stop at one religion or another.
Yeah, I think that all religions have some very funny things about them, and I wouldn't hold back on laughing at a joke about those things either. There's a difference between what kind of jokes I might tell versus what I would laugh at as well. Thank you, Joe, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. You can tell a bad joke, too.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free to join us here. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian with you.
And DJ the Spy.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some people, they don't like a good joke. Other people, they kind of like some jokes, not some others. Some people are tell jokes about anything. And I'm not a joke teller because I'm terrible at remembering them. Like, whenever it is I hear a good joke, I can, you know, I enjoy it. I think it's funny. But I'll never be able to actually retell the joke later on.
If you're a government employee and you want a good way to end your career, just say, oh, yeah, NASA, need another 7 astronauts. Oh, that
from
one.
From Challenger?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, Challenger well, into Columbia later. So it's like, well, why? Yep, you guys need to figure out a way to keep killing the astronauts.
In fact, and, apparently some people...
I was chastised, good sir. Someone said that was inappropriate for me to say, and I said, I think it's funny.
Well, one of the critiques of some of the 9/11 jokes was that they were Challenger jokes repackaged. So
well,
the,
most death jokes are just, yeah. You know, so-and-so died, ha-ha-ha, and...
Well, right, it was an explosion, so the color of the eyes joke about Muhammad Atta, that could easily have been Christine, what's her name, the teacher in the Challenger. What was her name? Do you remember?
Oh, a school teacher in space. Yeah. No,
I think it was Christine something or other. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Jason's in Georgetown, South Carolina. Are you offended, Jason? Go ahead with your thoughts.
No, I'm not at all. I think it's another one of these cases where everybody's so worried about offending somebody else. And, I mean, I really think it's kind of ridiculous. I watched the commercial. I thought the sale was a good idea. I never even would have thought about the mattress is falling and the tower is falling unless, you know, somebody brought that to my attention.
Really?
I mean, just like the other guy was talking about the Holocaust thing, I think, you know, I wouldn't sit there and tell a bunch of Holocaust jokes in front of a room full of Jewish people. But, I mean, if I'm sitting at home watching Glorious Bastards or something like that, I'm going to laugh my ass off, my behind off.
Right. Yep. That was
funny
movie.
I just think that everybody just... It's just getting ridiculous how offensive everybody is. I mean, comedy is comedy. And you play to your groups or, you know, or things like that. I just think we're just way too sensitive over every little thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I do agree with you that you should know your audience. Obviously, you know, if you're going into, like you said, a room full of Jewish people, Holocaust jokes may not go over real
right.
well.
And I mean, it wasn't the smartest commercial in the world, but I mean, is it really that bad? Is it, I mean, that bad to send a death threat? I mean, a boycott maybe if you want to, but I mean, a death threat or have a store permanently closed. You think about the people that work there. You know, they've got families to feed and stuff like that, and they make one bad choice, and we're going to, you know, shut a whole store down because of one bad joke. I mean, we're making jokes about the Titanic, the Hindenburg, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you know, where's the – I don't see people up in arms over that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, that's
like
a great point.
Like,
I mean, there have been –
set group.
That, yeah, that's an excellent point. Has there been a lot of tragic events over time? Why is this one held up as this, you know, untouchable event? Oh,
well, that's
yeah,
because people still remember it.
You can joke about the Titanic, but you can't joke about this.
That's the wonderful thing about time. It does truly heal all wounds, because if only the people who are angry or disappointed or bitter about the negative thing they had happen, eventually they're going to die like everybody else. And that negativity
right.
goes, and we hopefully are left with nothing but the comedy.
But are people, okay, but I definitely agree with you, Jason. It seems like people are looking for a reason to be offended these days. Is it really worse, though, now, or is it just that we've got these, you know, Facebooks and social networking?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Instead of connecting with someone that you hadn't seen in 10 years since high school or whatever, let me post all day long little memes or whatever about... you know, an abortion or whatever. But then it's like you said with the joke about the other guy, because he was a terrorist, it was okay. But let's put stuff they don't like. Like, you know, when all this stuff first happened, everything was so bad. Or when the Dixie Chicks said the thing about Bush and everybody was threatening to kill them and let's, you know, don't sing another song again. But then Toby Keith comes out with a song, well, let's put our boot in the ASS of these terrorists. He sells $5 billion worth of records.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the difference?
Well, exactly. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, people have been making jokes about all kinds of things over the years, and now this one thing is... And so is there a certain time at which somebody should not joke about something, meaning like, you know, a certain length of time that should pass, or is it fair
right.
game?
You know, it's not like the old girlfriend or boyfriend rule where you can't date somebody for 3 years when somebody else has dated them. I mean, from you know, I guess maybe there's a week or two, maybe a timeline. But I've always been one that, like, I joke about that stuff immediately.
Yeah.
You know, you always say at the end of, oh, is it too soon? You know, that kind of thing to get you off the hook. But, I mean, comedy is comedy. A joke is a joke. Now, I may laugh, like you said, at something at home a lot more than I'm going to go out in public. I'm not going to go out in public and start telling black jokes or gay jokes or anything like that. But, you know, I may laugh at one at home, and it's the same thing as a black comic getting up and, well, a white guy talks like this, and he goes to work 7 days a week.
Yeah, and those jokes are funny, too.
And right, and those are funny, too.
Right. And, you know, the reason why a lot of jokes that are offensive are funny to people is because they frequently have kernels of truth in them.
Curse the FCC right now, because I have a funny joke. It's totally R-rated, and would be in it, but I'm like, you know,
if you censor it, it won't be as funny.
It wouldn't be as funny. And I always wondered if Southern folks, the thing I love about them, they can be mad as... So I was listening to the guy, I'm like, this sounds exactly like my mom. She was born in 1941 in Tennessee. And everybody, she's like, I don't talk... I'm like, Mom, you sound exactly like that. South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia. I can pick them out. And I said, oh, it's so delightful. It just sounds polite. Like, well, hello, how are you doing? Oh, it's so good. Can I get you something to eat, my sir? And just, it's this, I said, everybody in New York, they're like, rah.
Well, I don't think
right.
Jason
yeah,
sounded like a diner waitress.
That's always the constant joke. But yeah, that is always the constant joke. You know, in the South, you talk about how the Northerners talk, or in the Northerners talk about how the Southerners talk. Like, we say bless, you know, bless their heart, which means F you.
Yeah, bless your thumb. Bless your thumb. Gizzard was one of my moms.
Hey, Jason, great call, man. I appreciate your thoughts. Here tonight.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Yes, sir. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, a lot of these, I'm looking through some of these 9/11 jokes, and some of them are just so bad, and I mean just badly written jokes. Most of them, I would say, aren't really even worth telling. But some of them are pretty funny. And if you've got a good one that we haven't heard yet, you are welcome to share it with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450 for you can tell your most offensive joke, but obviously it can't be R-rated because
you can't say
the F
word. This is what irks me because, okay, I understand it. A lot of people might be very conservative. They don't want to hear certain topics, especially if they're listening on the radio with their children. I get it. But the solution is just turn the channel or turn us off, turn us down, or say kids, you know, some things that adults talk about, they take way too long to explain. I'll tell you when you get to be 15 or 20 or 30, we can talk about all these adult topics. But, you know.
You know, families have listened to Free Talk Live before. It can be a family listening.
Yeah, but, you know, there's this muzzle. There's certain things I can't talk about. And I'm like, right. You know, I'm always checking in the breaks. Ian, is it okay to talk about this? Because I think it's funny. It's true. A lot of families struggle with this issue. But it's adult level topic. It's not something you want your 5 or 10-year-old to be hearing
about.
Well,
this isn't a show that is targeted at children.
No.
Now, there are some families who have listened to, or there are families who have, you know, sat down as a family event to listen to Free Talk Live, and they discuss the issues that that we talk about here. And, you know, to me, that's the kind of family that I would want to be in, one that's not afraid of addressing whatever the issue is with their kids. To me, that's one of the most, you know, you talk about being offended. One of the things that that upsets me is when people are like, oh, well, you shouldn't do that because what will people say to their kids? Like, you know, taking off your top, for instance. I was talking about being topless
and
last night.
And I have to be honest, Ian, I saw you on Chris Cantwell's show.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was on Radical Agenda with Christopher Cantwell. And it's like, well, why is it so hard to explain why a woman is topless to your children? How is that? Why is that a hard conversation to even have?
Yeah. And I just said, well, look, I am about, I'm married to James in every way, shape, or form, except the state. I don't have the piece of paper yet. We're working on that. I have to, but, you know, James and I, if we're walking down, we're enjoying the park. We don't want to see women with their boobs out. And I understand it is a dual standard. I can take my shirt off. James can take his shirt off because he's a man. Women cannot take their shirts off. I think that's unfair, personally.
Right,
but
it
that
should
being
be
said,
equal between the two. It
that being
like
said,
freedoms.
I would just say, okay, because in Europe, guys and girls will get naked.
Yeah,
at
and
parades.
What's the problem with that?
San Francisco.
Do parents have an issue telling their kids about that in Europe, or is it some sort of sexual hang-up that people have here? Hold that thought. Let's go to Stephen listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Yeah, I heard your advertisement for the candidate Gary Johnson earlier, and did you hear him on the interview the other day with
the Aleppo,
the other panelist?
Yeah, was it the Aleppo slip up that he had?
Well, it wasn't a slip up. He was just totally clueless. They asked him about what did you do about Aleppo, and he said, "What's Aleppo?" And they suggested that if he was going to be a presidential candidate, he should be apprised of the epicenter of terrorism in the entire world.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think about this, Stephen. So can you hang through the news?
Sure.
All right, we'll bring you back. Stephen, in North Carolina, the Gary Johnson gaffe from earlier this week. I think, you know, if he said that he didn't know, that's an honest answer at the very least, rather than pretending like he did and then sounding really stupid. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We'll see what Stephen thinks and your thoughts about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.